Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Today's call for the entirety of this week is generously sponsored by the Hiller family in memory of their beloved father, Dr. Jacob Hiller, Yaakov Moshe, Ben Kalman Nachum Zetzal, in commemoration of his fourth yahrzeit. May his neshama have an aliyah, and his memory and legacy be a source of strength and comfort to all who knew and loved him. Again, thank you to the Hiller family for your generosity. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 18th day of the month of Sivan. Continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, the Nomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Friedman of the Jewish Center of Teaneck in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Friedman's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, then translated into English. We followed by the Misha Berach, for our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Friedman will pause for about 30 seconds, that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is always ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program can be done at ou.org/call, ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman.
Okay, thank you so much to Rabbi Herman. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. What I thought would be most appropriate to discuss is why exactly we're here and why we're doing what we're doing, which is deeply connected to this week's parsha. We read about in this week's portion in Baal Oscha that the Torah tells us that in times of crisis, specifically a time of war, that the Jewish people should cry out, v'hariyosem. Part of that is with a certain kind of an instrument, a trumpet, a chasotros. But the Rambam rules that there's a Torah-level mitzvah over and above the Torah-level mitzvah of praying every single day. The Rambam says there's a Torah-level commandment to pray when the Jewish people, either as individuals or as a collective, as a nation, find themselves in times of crisis. So the idea of saying Tehillim in a time of crisis is actually a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'oraisa, of a Torah-level commandment, and it should also be noted in this context that rather famously the Ramban, Nachmanides, who critiqued the Rambam, did not agree that there was a daily mitzvah of prayer on a Torah level, thought that was rabbinic, but he agrees that if there is a Torah-level commandment to pray, it would be in times of crisis. And so the idea of praying, what we're doing right now, in times of crisis, is really something that goes back to the Torah itself. And whether it's the recitation of Tehillim, whether it's the recitation of other important tefillos, the Misha Berach, the Achenu, we should all understand that what we're doing right now, according to all views, is really, a mitzvah from the Torah, of the Oraita significance. I'd like to add one nuance to this discussion. In the verse, in the pasuk immediately following the verse that I've cited. So the Torah says there's an opposite situation in life, which is v'yom simchaschem v'modeichem v'roshechaschechem, times of happiness and times of joy, that we also sound the chatzotzot as well. This time it's a tkiya, it's not a trua. And very surprisingly, the Rambam codifies this as part of the same mitzvah. The Rambam was criticized for this by great authorities, the Magen Mishnah and others, who didn't understand. He said, you know, once it's a situation of crisis, the other is a situation of joy. You know, why would you say this is part of the same commandment? They should really be two distinctive commandments, as they're two distinctive verses. But perhaps part of what animated the Rambam was the understanding that when we approach God, whether it's in a time of crisis, whether it's the opposite, in the best of times, in times of joy, it's important for us to have a holistic approach. The same God that we celebrate our happiest moments together with is the God with whom we share our greatest and most vulnerable challenges, our crises. That holism, that sense of integrity, is so crucial to our service of God, to our avodas Hashem. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Brachos that anybody who says Al Tov Yizachar Shemecha, that God should only be affiliated with the good, Mishaskino, so we silence such a person. We believe that God is equally relevant in good times and in dark times. And having this as part of one mitzvah, I think, is the Rambam's way of pointing us in that direction. So, you know, with God's help, you know, even though we continue to experience, you know, many measures of uncertainty every single day and different facets of a crisis that's existed now for nearly 3 years, we should understand and appreciate that there's always two sides of the coin. The same God, the God of crisis, is also the God of Yom Simchaschem, Uvomodechem, Roshechaschechem, of the times of our greatest joy, and may it be His will that we all will merit, you know, seeing it, as Chazal said, you know, Kol HaMisabel Yerushalayim, anybody who's willing to do the hard work and to pray in the times of crisis, Zocha V'Roa V'Nechem Asa, will certainly see when things turn around for the better. So thank you so much, you know, for, you know, joining us today. And with everybody's implicit permission, I'll continue on with the recitation of the relevant chapters of Tehillim that Rabbi Herman shared with you. And then we'll recite the Acheinu as well as the Misha Berach. We'll begin with Tehillim Mizmorcha. Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yisvach Ezrocha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yisvar Kamin Chosecha V'lascha Yedash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chovabecha V'chol Asatcha Yimalei Nerani Nav Yishu Asecha V'shem Eloheinu Nigo Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Usecha Ta Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneu Mishmei Kosho Bigvuros Yesha Yimino Eile Barachev Eile Batusim Vanachnu Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Hei Makaru Vinafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodad Adonai Yoshia Melech Yaneinu Vyom Koreinu Sofchav Aleph 121 Zela Ma'alos Esoinoi Leharim Me'ayin Yevo Ezri Ezimeim Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz Al Yitein Lamos Ragracha Al Yanum Shamracha Hinei Lo Yanum Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shamracha Adonai Tzolchal Yad Yiminacha Yomam Hashem Esho Yakeka V'yareach V'alayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshacha Adonai Yishmor Tzizcha Uvoecha Me'atav Yadulam Jamalos, Mimama Kim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai, Shimave Kolitian Azacha Kashivosa Koltach Adonai, Imabunos Tishmoria Adonai, Miyamod, Kim Chas Lichaliman Tibarei, Kivisi Adonai Kim Sana Shivli Baruch Alti, Nafshi Adonai Mishamima Boker, Shamima Boker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Achaser Verbe Mokedos, Mehu Yifes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We'll now recite the Acheinu. I'll first recite it in the English and then with the Hebrew. So our brothers of the whole house of Israel are in distress or captivity, sea or land, may they all present have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesinu batzara uvashivya, ha'omdim emayamu vein bayabasha, amacham irachem aleyam yosim yitzara lirvacha, me'afeila li'ora mishibu le'geula, hasta v'gala bizman kariv, v'nomar, Amen. And we'll conclude with the Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim. Mishaberach Havusin Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarechas Chayalei Tzahal Gana L'Yisrael V'Yantei Kochos HaBitachon Ha'omdim Al Mishmartenu V'Arei Eloheinu Mikua Levanon V'Adbibar Mitzrayim Min Hayam Agadol Adavar Ava V'Chol Makom Shehem V'Yel HaShabah V'Yir V'Yam Yitzhen Adonai Yisraivenu Akamim Aleinu Nigafim Nifneyem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmar V'yatzil Chayelenu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, U'mikol Nega U'machala V'yishvach V'racha V'atzlacha V'chol Maseh Yedeihem, Yad Beres Tanin Tzachim V'yatzim V'chaser Yishua V'teres Nitzachon, V'kiyam V'makasuv Ki Adonai Leichem Aleichim Achem V'lachem Lachem V'moy V'chem, V'oshiyatchem V'nomar Amen. And we'll conclude with the prayer for those who are in need of healing of Yerichua. Please insert any names when I pause. Mishaberach Havusin Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. B'Sof Shacholei Yisrael Avor Shanachnu Mitzpalim Bavuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach Lam Refuah Shem Amin Hashem Lecheveram Lechol Gdehem Refuah Tanevash Refuah Tagov Hashta V'Gala V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Friedman. Great to have you on the program. We look forward to having you back. Please God, in Yiras Hashem, in the near future. And as always, I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her due diligence and all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. That was today's message. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.